that policy. Okay? And do you want to do it through motion rather than just have it in the minutes, or do you want me to draw up a motion for the next meeting?
Hey, you're on the...
I would draw up a motion.
That would be my... Okay. So you want to take care of that?
I'll do it for the next meeting. This way, it'll be a checklist on there and everything right on there. No, this is the DAC procedure.
That's a DAC procedure.
This is for... We talked about allowing them to build after, March 1st, providing that they take everything out of late every night. That's the other things that I handed out there. That is under, I figured it would be under policy review.
That's, the policy review is something a little different, but...
Okay, then I need to hand those two separate items that I handed out to be attached to the applications. So you tell me where you want them. Do you want them under new business, or do you want them under old business? That's something we discussed at last meeting as well.
I have something else to add to this, Rick, too. So maybe we can hold off on this before we make a motion on it, because I'd like to add to this.
Can we just add to it tonight?
But can we do it a little later?
Yeah, just put it any place on the agenda you want. I don't care if it's on the agenda.
Okay.
I mean, you want to put it on the new business?
Yeah, let's do it that way. And we'll put it under, see where I've got request policy, this contractor, I'll talk about that. But there's some other stuff with, when I give a report on the trails, what's going on with that, too. So, if that's okay with everybody else.
That's fine.
Okay. All right. So I need a motion to accept the minutes.
I have a motion.
Okay, sure.
On page one, bottom paragraph. That $620 a year covers load testing and everything, right? And that is the figure system.
Yes.
Okay.
Actually, I have a contract, but I didn't get back to the office, so I'm sorry. I got a formal contract that I already signed, because you guys approved.
They are committed to us, so...
Motion to accept the minutes.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, under old business. Dave, talk about your committees, and then Rick, I'll let you deal with Bernard.
No, those are two separate...
Right, I hear that. Yeah, okay.
Okay, Tuesday evening, we have a meeting here with the DAC committee, six members, six of them are going to keep it at six. And we hit up 11 areas up there, different areas, A, B, C, D, all through J. And what we did is, to get us going on taking all the DACs, remembering them, is that we assign two to each member on our committee, and then there's one member that doesn't want. Okay, so what we're going to do is, within the next couple of weeks, we're going to figure out how many DACs are in each area. Okay, approximately, we're going to make up 10 DACs per area, for further, do whatever I need DACs in whatever area. And each area is going to have a different colored tag. Each area is going to have a different colored tag, and they're all going to be numbered. They'll start from one, they'll go up to whatever. And so that'll take care of that. So, and then we're going to, as soon as the water level, lake level comes up, we can get the tanks in approximately 2 weeks, right? Once we get this part done, then we're going to start numbering all the tanks. So hopefully before the end of the season, we're all done. And what we've decided, the difference than what we talked about before, is we're covering every dock. Whether a front lot's got four docks on it or one dock, it doesn't matter. We're numbering every dock.
Okay.
So this way, if you go on an inspection, so there's a couple docks that have numbers, you're going to, every one of them is. All right. And then, is there anything else you wanted to add to that? What I did do is I set the meeting for 7, and I told one member to be here at 6, or Brad was here at 6 o'clock. Sorry, Brad. No problem. Okay, and then with the DAM committee, I met with Bob Weed yesterday, and what we'd like to do is, Rich Walters with the DAM committee also, I don't know if there's any other members that we can go to speak on that. But what we'd like to do is, we'd like to meet with Bill Sikorsky, sit down with Bill and go over all the things that he does, all his contacts, and what maintenance, in the past, and what maintenance in the future that may need to be done. And we'd like to work on those different areas there. Instead, what we'd like to do is, go over the mission statement, have like a 1 year, 3 year, a PM, regular maintenance, And I know Rick mentioned maybe that there are some of those items that are in order right now. But if there's other things that we can work out too, we can make up more things that could be done. And the main thing is to protect the dam and
That's excellent idea.
Okay, so and tomorrow morning we'll be attending a meeting also.
Okay. And that's the dam safety meeting.
Right. It's a public meeting, and so I have people at that meeting. It's really not sure.
Very good. Anything else?
What I would like to do is there any date possible, though, that we can meet with you? We can set up, before our next meeting, maybe?
Yeah, I'll try. The only problem is I'm going and have my knee operated.
On where?
So, there you go.
All right. Well, before, maybe like a month or two.
We'll get together.
Okay. I just want to make sure that we can set up. There's so much to learn. Okay?
We might want to sit down before that. Get some questions for him.
That's what we're going to do.
Rather than sit with him and have nothing to ask him.
Exactly. That's what I told Bob. I want to set up a meeting ahead of time so we can have all the questions prepared ahead of time. So we do have that, right? Okay. So,
any questions for Dave from anybody? Okay.
Okay, John Bernhardt. David spoke to him, and I guess he's agreed to correcting the break wall problem. What I would like this board to do is send certified letters, return receipt requested, to both John and his attorney, that we have a plan in this office no later than July 1st. A plan.
We need a plan.
Scale drawings, building list of materials, everything.
See, when I spoke to John, I said, because he was planning for the fall season.
For the build, yes.
For the next building season.
Yes, but that's fine.
Do you want the drawings?
I want something saying that this is what's going to be done. And then once we have that, then we can go with the January 1, 2009 date. I don't have a problem with that. But past history tells me that we need to have something in this office prior to the fall. And I'd like it sent to both his attorney and himself.
Yeah, do we need a motion? Go ahead. You made the motion. Is there a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
All right.
We'll give the letter in 1 second. I think that's an excellent idea, knowing past history.
And then
Also, do you think we should CC that to the community doc people? Or? No, I think so.
It's our business, not his.
Okay.
His.
Okay.
Their permit's been temporarily revoked anyway, right?
Well, no, it was suspended.
It's suspended.
Temporary, either.
Yes.
And that's, there was a mistake made in the letter that went out.
Yeah.
As per minutes.
Right, it should be suspended.
And I would like another letter to go out to those people saying that it was suspended.
Yeah, that was revoked. Okay. It
does say in the letter, though, that it was
revoked temporarily until last.
Temporarily. Okay.
I think there's a huge difference between suspension and revoke.
There is a difference between suspension and revoke. Okay. But it does make it. Why don't you just say,
It was a mistake.
Say
we worded it wrong.
It was worded.
Suspended.
Yeah.
It's temporarily instead of revoke.
Yeah.
You're right. There is a big difference.
Yeah.
Now, trail 4.
Yes, trail 4 letter.
I just want
an explanation that a mistake was made and that it was suspended, not revoked.
Okay.
And you want that certified return receipt too?
Please.
Anything else on that?
No.
Okay. You also have meeting with towns on the legislation. Both Dave and I have approached John or Mike, and I've also mentioned it to Bill Stockton that Mike was going to get in touch with him. Dave talked with Mike. It's, the ball is in their court. I can't, and they don't have any.
I don't argue that one iota. I'm not arguing with you one iota. I just want to keep it on the agenda so if people ask us, that they know we're doing our due diligence.
Oh, yeah. Every time I go to a Russell town board meeting, Candy Day town board meeting, it's mentioned.
And that's fine. It's, I just want it, that we're doing our due diligence. I will contact Mike next week.
You're going to try to?
I will.
Okay. It's your turn. Okay, thanks. All right. Russell Trails report. As many of you know, the trails that were owned by the Russell family were turned over to a not-for-profit corporation. The members are the members of the two town boards and the supervisors. And then there's five directors. Right now there's four. Phil Main, myself, Karen Harkenreiter, who was on one of these Russell Trails, and Mike Holmes, who's our newest member. And we had a meeting on the 29th to try to kind of get some guidelines. And I think it was a very productive meeting. And then we met last Monday, the 14th, with the members from the two town boards, the actual members. And basically, I think, Mike, if I'm right, I think everybody, the members were very supportive of what we're trying to do. Basically, we're going to be selling the trails. We want to get, the directors want to get out of this business of managing these trails. We're going to be selling the trails to the landowners. There's what we call trails A and B. The B trails are those between Sunset and Noontide, and between Noontide and 49. The A trails will be the actual trails that lead down to the lakefront.
When you say trails, you mean the existing right-of-ways or?
They're a trail, yes.
Okay.
Yes. What we'd like to see, the backlot owners who already have community dock permits, they're going to need to buy their trails in order to get down to the dock.
To the 14th Street.
Right. We would like to see, so that there'll be a little bit easier flow, we would like to see if they're going to have a dock permit on their, one of the requirements would be that we've got to see their trail permit. In other words, that they have bought into the trail that they use to get down to their dock. Otherwise, you're going to have fussing, feuding, and frightening people saying, you know, well, he's actually trespassing on my trail. He didn't buy into it, so he's trespassing. We expect these, before a quitclaim deed is given to these people who are using the trails, buying into the trail, they will have to form a community trail association just like the community dock association. So there'll be rules and regulations in there. And the trail committee will have to see that.
This already exists down in the Ryan and Smith Road area.
Yeah.
So maybe if the people can be informed, maybe they can get some ideas from how they went about doing theirs. And it's physically putting their deeds. Mm-hmm. They all made a portion.
Right. That would be, I didn't realize that. Mm-hmm. Who would I speak to down there, do you think?
Let me look through a book entire sale that I had, and I'm sure there's names on it.
Yeah.
Off the top of my head, I couldn't tell you that.
Okay, that would help a lot.
Bill Moore, who built the overdiner?
Who?
Ryan Crail, Bill Moore?
He could.
Talking Ryan Road?
Yeah, I just don't know that name.
Yeah, Bill Moore?
He could very well be.
Yeah, I think he did buy his trail, I think you're right.
Yeah, he's over there.
Whitmowers were on it, Terranovas were on it.
Yeah, really, in the area where.
I'm just not familiar with his name.
So they've already done this, that would be great.
Yes.
So that's what we're looking for.
Now, who sets the price on this trail?
Well, I don't know, and in fact, I don't know how that would establish, and I will probably check with them, actually, it's fair market value. And probably we'll be talking with Russ Huffman, because he's, well, yeah, but he's going to be assessing them.
He already has. He already has.
He already has.
I picked up a copy of everything yesterday. I talked to Dave Pullen yesterday this morning, and he's gonna also bring us a thing to the next meeting, explaining what the expenses would be for the individuals as well as the Rat Pack organization as far as but I don't know what, whatever's gotta go to the county court and all of this.
Where does the proceeds from sales go?
It will go back to the towns.
And this is not gonna be an open bidding war, in other words.
No.
No.
How do you control that?
It's only those people who are.
There'll be a price set. Who gets the body part of the trail?
People on the trail.
Okay.
So they currently have a deeded right to that trail.
Well, no, they don't have a deeded right. That's what's caused the problem. The people who are adjoining the trail.
Where are these permits kept that say they have access to this trail? They have in this office or?
If we have dock permits that say that, you know, probably a copy will be kept here.
No, they have some deed?
No, they don't.
We have the dock, that's the problem, is that it's never been in place. But then it does get put into the people's deed.
So they get a quick one.
This permit right now is not part of that deed. Okay, I mean, they really.
Oh, no, that's the problem.
I guess I can't carry any control when there's old. I can't see.
No, what do you think? It's a public offering, and it's going through town. We have our time stopping.
No, it's not a public offering. It's not going through the town.
It's going through the nonprofit organization.
Basically, a technicality to make all of this foolishness go away.
Exactly.
If a person has a dock now and has had a dock, they will be assured they will keep a dock.
If they pay a price.
If they buy a price, right?
My question, if it's a nonprofit, why is the money going to the town?
If there's anything, Bill, because we don't know every penny of the expense that's going to happen throughout the whole thing. This can take 2 years.
What we're trying to do is get
a real good guess. That's why we've got the present assessments for them, and that's Dave Pullen's going to give us some answers as far as expenses on the lawyer side and stuff. And so then we can put them together and hopefully come up with what we think is a price that will leave the organization broke, but if not broke, with a little bit of money left over, which we can just turn back to the 2000s, which have already given us money.
Guys, sir.
Some of these trails have several property owners, right?
Yes.
You're wondering what's going to happen if some property owner, well, you know what? Then maybe they'll have to give up their dock. How are they going to get down to their dock?
How are you going to determine how to contact these people? Make sure you got every one of them covered.
Well, there's
we got some.
There's a lot of people that live on them or alongside of them, and most of the people know about it. Mm-hmm. There's been a couple of three meetings on it over the last.
We're actually knocking on doors.
And we'll put it right down and talk to them.
That's why I'm saying it's not going to happen overnight. It's going to take some time.
But there's going to be really something, an endeavor to contact every plant.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The letter's set up. In fact, there's a follow-up letter if we don't get a return. And then from that point on, we'll start knocking on doors to make sure that everybody has had, absolutely had, a chance to get involved. And most of them, all of our neighbors up in that area, they're all confident that they can't wait.
Well, I would have to see why they are. It's going to settle this thing.
Right, for all.
Yeah.
I don't see why the district's got a ball in this at all.
Right, the district, doesn't really.
We don't really, and that was, we didn't want to get involved. My only thing is, ultimately, I would like to see that part of the requirement for a DOT permit, like if there's a transfer or something, that we have to see their trail permit.
Well, it won't be a permit, it'll be in their deed.
It'll be right in their deed.
Right, okay.
It'll be in the deed.
It's got to be listed in the deed. That's your only concern.
Right, so I mean, that's what I'm saying. I mean, if it's in the deed, the right of way, we have no, I mean, this board, you know, made it very clear with Bill Prestalcho, we don't want nothing about the bridging trail. However, Red Cat sets it up, really has nothing to do with the district, because the district, if you buy a piece of property, you need, you know, septic system, building, yada, yada, yada. That's what we're concerned about.
And I would like to, no, that's not going to change. So what I'm saying, Rick, is I would like to see, to prevent some problems, that if you want a permit, we want to see in your deed where you've got right of way to that dock.
But that's going way above 1450 as far as our jurisdiction. But what we're saying is, unless you have this up here, okay, unless you have access, okay, we're not going to give you a permit. We haven't ever done that. Why would we start?
What else you saying?
We're going.
They're talking about the trail getting to 1450.
Right, and that's not our concern.
Well, it is. She's having a problem with me. I think she's just bringing that up.
No, but I think what she's saying is, for once this is all established, okay,
right.
If there's three people, for let's just use a random number, three people that don't buy into this, okay, and they sell their property, right, then I believe what you're saying is that we shouldn't issue them a license if they. If they didn't buy into this, we shouldn't transfer the license. Boy, that's a slope I'm not going down. Because we washed our hands of Hillcrest All Trails and everything else that went above the 1450. I mean, big time washed our hands.
Yeah, we did, but we're still going to be brought into this if somebody's denied a dot because they don't.
We're not going to, why would we deny them a dot?
Well, we're not denying them a dot. Their problem is going to be they don't have access.
They don't have access, yeah. Because they get arrested.
Right,
and that's not our problem.
That's not our problem. If they can't get there right away, it's not our problem. Right?
At the last meeting,
I've been on the board long enough to know what happened.
Well, I know, but also, if they're on land above the district land that we don't control, it's not our, there's nothing we can do about it. If they trespass on somebody else's land, they're liable to the owners of that land.
They're coming after a dock on our jurisdiction. We got to have proof they have a right to get to that.
Why is that?
They can come up with a beach.
Gene,
right above over.
How many years has this Red Cat not been in existence and it's been doing it?
But then how many times have we got in trouble?
I don't have a problem with what Deb's saying is if they can get a list of who got bought into it and what docks they have. And then you'll know right away who's got it, who doesn't. Right. And the people that don't have it, then maybe this board, or who's ever sitting on this board, it might take 3 years to get, should send a letter out and say, you're going to default on your right to get to your dock unless you pony up. It's as simple as that.
And that's fine.
It's impossible for sending out this letter.
Well, once they figure out who's got what, and you just trace the names on that to the names on the documents, there's going to be, let's say, three of them.
And you just said, I'm all in favor of getting this thing settled.
And you send the three people and say, look, guys, you might be in jeopardy of access.
That's my point exactly. The district can say, you can be in jeopardy of access, not that we're going to deny the dock permit. That's a huge line in my mind.
Yeah, that's right. I agree.
That's a huge line.
So at least they know they've got to buy into this, whatever this deal is.
And that's, yeah.
I mean, anybody's got a dock, if you got a Brent head on your shoulder, you're gonna pay what you gotta pay.
Your failure of property.
Yeah, but I know there's people out there that might not do it so.
From what I have, I've had experience with down in the Smith Road, Bryan area, the amounts are not large.
Yeah.
I mean, and it'd be absolutely foolish for somebody.
Right. What are you buying, what are you buying, about an eighth of a, not even?
That's right, 20-foot maybe.
It's such a small parcel, what can it charge?
The startup fees are probably going to be a little bit more at once, you know, to get everything in motion for the individual ones. But once it getting motion and in place, because, and those fees are broken up amongst the dock owners, it's minuscule.
Well, that's all I'm saying. I gotta get a list.
Property owners.
The license owners for the dock. And we may have to bring this up again. It depends if we have that one or two decide the system.
Don't get me wrong, I'm not in favor of getting in on these trails.
Yeah, I don't think either.
See what comes.
Oh, we've been through it.
Yeah.
I agree with you, Gene.
I'm all in favor of settling that.
In the long run, it's probably to make your job easier.
It's not a question of making my job easier, it's a question of what we have just gone through and said, we're not crossing the 1450. I haven't sat on this board, taken for the last 5 years.
Here I am.
And saying, we're not crossing the 1450. God rest his soul, fought for that and we wouldn't go with him. No, I will not be part of it.
No, I'm not saying the truth.
And it's not that I'm trying to be hard on, it's just.
That's fine, but this is gonna be a long time and I just wanted to get a little discussion going here. We got a little discussion going here. You'll probably hear me again in another couple of years. All I'm saying is we're just at the very beginning of this and hopefully everything, I'd like to think everything's gonna go very smoothly. Certainly we've gotten a lot more accomplished at two meetings than we did after a year and a half of sitting on this, so.
Not to muddy it up, but if I went over to Danny's house and asked for a permit in front of his house right now, would I be able to get it, yes or no?
No.
Why?
It's in front of his house.
Okay, well that's my point exactly.
It's on his lakefront.
I understand that. So let's just say you've got a 30-foot access rank and it gets sold to these three owners. Let's say you use your example, three owners. Does that now, in common sense to me, says that becomes lakefront property, else 30-foot wide?
They don't meet the requirements. It's not a building lot, it doesn't have septic, it doesn't have lot, yada, yada.
Okay, that's the requirements.
Okay. Interesting discussion. Going on to new business, anything else under old business? All right, Rick, the lake level.
1437.2 this morning.
All right.
We're a day and a half, but we got no rain, so now we're down to 2/10 a day. If we get rain, we go back to 5/10. You know, tentatively, we're looking May 14th, I think, the full length. With no rain.
With no rain.
No rain.
May 14th. Yeah.
But I'm just, last year was 17 days with no rain after we closed it.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm counting on, no rain.
Anybody else? Any questions?
The lake, oh, that's the other thing. When the lake does fill, as a rule, we keep it 2/10 high for the first month to skim all the crud off. The branches, all the stuff, so it goes over the spillway. Gets it out of the lake. So, you know, if people will say the lake's high now, yeah, it is. It's 2/10 high because we want to skim the crud off.
Dave, Lake Shore Circle.
Okay, down there in this circle, someone came in and they dumped a couple loads of dirt in front of their dock, and the docks on either side, they're going to be swamped out once we get the rain, and it's just going to be nothing to come up. And whoever dumped it didn't never ask permission.
Was that 278?
Is that, that's the new people that bought, that's the new people that bought the Ponce Ranch?
Moran,
okay. Well, right now it's just nothing but mud there. I believe it should all be leveled out, otherwise it's going to be one big mess down there. So I think you should write them a letter, and have it leveled.
Should be scraped down to the grass. They want to use that fill to backfill that break wall, because there's about 2 foot gap behind that break wall. That would be fine. But you can't leave that high a build up there, no matter what. So it should be scraped back down to the grass. If they want to use it as backfill behind the break wall, that's fine. So I think it was create a swamp on either side.
Right, and we should level off with the neighbors.
So you're proposing a letter?
Propose a letter for them to scrape that down, level it off, and if they want to fill it behind the break wall, fine. But it should be leveled off so the neighbors don't get, it's like a big hill and their neighbors are right down. And they have like a little gully themselves. All the water's going to lay right
is
there.
Is that in the link then?
No, it's on the 1450. It's all the
way. But it's not in the lake bed. So DEC.
No, it's not in the break wall. It's behind her.
They asked that if DEC gets involved. No,
we can fill in behind. But like Dave's saying, I think you should give them a time. First of all, I didn't even put in for a permit. So I think you should give them 30 days.
I think that's being generous.
Well, well, and you can shorten it up.
Because the season's going to start.
Right? You want 2 weeks?
Next month, 2 weeks. I would give them 2 weeks.
Yeah. From tonight?
No, 2 weeks from the date of the receipt.
Oh, okay.
From the date that Rhonda receives the receipt.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, registered return receipt. So we got a starting date and an end date, I guess.
We got a motion. Dave?
I'll make a motion.
Second.
All in favor?
All right.
You want to do 279?
Yeah.
It's right next door. We gave him permission to re-top his dock and put in new posts. Okay? He now has a place there that he, to the best of my knowledge, does not get a permit for. Nor, and he's got a shelter over the horse. And I measured it tonight. He's within 8 inches of his flags. If he removes the shelter, he'll get back within 5 feet. And now he's building an extension to get onto the hoist.
You see how late? Is this late?
No, it's a back ladder and a right short circuit. And I hope that. You know, I want everything out there and to be looked at again in the fall. Period, done, end of discussion. I don't want the hoist in there right now. I don't want the shelter in there. I don't want anything in there.
And he did all of this without permission?
No. To the best of my knowledge, I don't remember. I don't remember approving.
He was supposed to do a repair.
Right, he was supposed to do a repair, and he did the repair in the fall.
And then
he got new tops. He retopped it with that Trex or whatever the heck it is, and put in 2 new posts in the same position. But this is all brand new stuff
without permission.
Right, and I want it out.
Please, gentlemen.
I know the fella, and I just don't want to say it. I didn't know that was
going to
take place until we just said
that. Well, everybody else has to go
by the rules.
Well, that's the biggest concern.
I mean, you can't have the cover on it no matter what. If he takes the cover off of it, then there's a possibility his voice could fit in there and be within 5 foot.
Right. You've already made the motion. I see nothing wrong with it. Did he pull off?
I'll second.
Everything. And we will entertain a reapplication or an application in the fall. Mm-hmm. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Ronnie, you sent in a registered letter, right?
Yeah. Okay. 2 week, once again, 2 week deadline from the time of the registered receipt returned back to the office.
Okay. Getting back to dock permits, and this. I want to talk a little bit about the DEC. While Rhonda was on vacation, I had several conversations with DEC officer Roy Kebiak. I think I'm saying his name right. And he got a lot of tickets that week. Mary Anstey, because she never contacted him, never contacted the DEC. Geist, I think, was another one. No contact. What he would, we talked quite extensively about what he'd like to see on permits, because it's so hard sometimes to find out who the property owner is, especially if they're out of the area and they hired a contractor. He'd like to see the contractor's name on the permit. Anybody have any problems with that?
I don't have a problem. If they're using a contractor, I have to tell them that it's their contractor.
Okay. And that makes it easier for the DEC.
Yeah,
at least they've got a name.
Actually, we're upgrading that, the form. Put that on there. If you're using a contractor, please list your contractor.
So we can just add on the bottom of application for submitted Dr. Breakwell, just add on the bottom, add another line, contractor. And contractor and contact phone number.
Contractor, good. Excellent.
Right?
Yeah.
We were also going to put on there that each owner should contact the DEC.
Right. That's part of, that's part of the...
It's already.
It's already.
Yeah, it's already part of...
The letter that goes out to them states that we've given them permission pending DEC approval.
I mean, when you copy, I copy, when you said they're getting fined, I said, fine.
I know, it's a problem.
I mean, we've been telling them right along, you got to get DEC permission, so you don't want to do it?
Yeah.
Can we get paid back for that money?
So I've got a motion.
Okay.
That we amend the Dr. Breakwell permitting procedure to include this form, which is going to include the five things that are required that need to be initialed by the property owner, okay? Their signature and date, secretary's signature and date, she's received it, and the contractor's name and contact phone number. That's my motion.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye. Actually, we should put a line in there. If they're using, you said if you're using a contractor, because some people are, if they're doing it themselves.
Well, if they have a contractor.
Well, they might think they got to get a contractor, so that's why you should put a line in.
If using.
Yeah.
All right, so we, I amended to, if using.
And then going back to the DEC, Ms. Wojtkiewicz said he would be very willing, he or someone from the DEC would be very willing to come down and not only talk with us, but maybe talk with the public. Sort of a little educational presentation.
On that note, weren't we supposed to meet again with them? Didn't they want to meet with us?
DEC?
With Mary Holman and her boss?
They want to meet with you. They really don't want an evening meeting, like a daytime meeting.
And they don't want to talk to the public?
They just don't want to work over hours. All when it's 5 o'clock, they want to go home.
All other states.
Where do they want to? Do they want it here or up on Michigan Avenue again? Because the last time they didn't let them on Michigan Avenue.
Well, they, either here or there or Allegheny.
It's easier for me to open the city, but it's up to you guys.
Mary's on vacation right now.
Yeah, well, I didn't think it's going to help.
Any words good for me? That's fair.
Since it's easier for Bill and Buffalo, maybe Buffalo would be in your office.
Doesn't matter. Yeah.
Okay, so you can set it up. So there won't be any meeting here. If not, 23rd. It's dollars in. Yeah, that's right. That's our 2%. That's all over time. Okay. Policy review.
Want to do this one same time? The one application, district application, you need some things on that too.
This one?
for a license transfer. We discussed this in the last meeting, but this needs to be attached to the application.
Okay, let me just read through this.
This is, I just took the policy and broke it out into numbers and gave it initials. So that the homeowner is aware of what we expect when we go out on inspection.
I agree with that. The majority of people know where their 1450 is, the elevation.
Well, they should, if they purchase, it should be
real. Oh, new purchase, okay.
This is for a license transfer.
So it should stay within their survey.
So it just involves a survey, basically.
Yeah, it also involves them marking the documents.
But it changes.
And we're giving them tape.
Can you keep that on loud?
Okay. When application is made to the district for a license transfer, when applying for a license transfer, the parties applying for the transfer must be present at the meeting. The owners can opt to be represented by someone other than themselves, providing that notice is given to the district prior to the meeting. The following must be attached to the application and initialed and signed by the property owner. 1. The property in question must be clearly marked as to the property lines, the 1450 elevation. And there's a line there for their initials. 2. If there is a dock to be transferred, that dock must be marked with surveyor's tape, which will be provided by the district, so that the marking can be clearly seen from the water. Blank for their initial. If 3, if there's an electrical service below the 1450 elevation, an electrical inspection must either be on file or be provided within 90 days, and again, a place for their initial, signature of the owner, date, secretary, date.
Thank you.
I have a question concerning the surveyor's tape. Mm-hmm. There's tape at the 1450 line, right? At the lot line and the 14, at the corner where that property.
That's generally what the surveyor
does. If they're on a diagonal property line, does that continue to the water's edge?
No.
Why not?
Never has.
Well, there's been a lot of confusion over that down through the years.
Absolutely there has, but it never has because we own everything below the 14.
These are diagonal lines, and if you take that line out into the water, 25 feet, it changes
4 feet. That's always been, the problem. That's been the ongoing problem from day one is...
If we're changing policy...
We're adding
to the policy.
No, we're changing the inspection procedure.
That's still adding to the policy.
Okay.
Why not add on the marking at the water's edge? It's the same lot of horse track down the
because
road.
Because you can't do it.
Why?
Because all that's been a problem because of not everything is square, Gene.
That's what I mean. Then it'll show you where it is.
And that's the misconception a lot of these people get when they have a surveyor come out, because the surveyor shoots these lines down to the, and it has no relation to the property lines on each side of them. So these two lots are sloping in, this one's going here, and by the time you get down to water, and it happens a lot of places, it's down by us. Instead of having 50 feet, you might only have 10 feet. And it really comes back to kind of what RG&E kind of came down and said, this is about your 25 feet. And people just
live. I realize all that, but what I'm saying is that there was a mark, water's edge, 1441, whatever it is. They got to have a starting point behind the 1450 something.
The only thing legally a surveyor can survey is that lot, because that's all they're buying. They're not buying our property.
I realize that, but still you can have a flag tape at the water's edge. I can't see why that can't be figured in there somehow, done somehow by a surveyor.
The thing we talked about in the committee was that we would like to see what they assume has been granted them by the length of it. In other words, there's the 12 feet I've got or 200 feet I've got is what they assume. At that point, then it becomes this committee's say yes or no. And at least you'll know where the lot line is, where the 1450 line is, and what they think has been granted by their permit.
Yeah, but if the surveyor's doing his job...
I'm not saying it doesn't necessarily have to be a surveyor, it could be the owner. Saying, I have been in use of this particular piece of frontage for X number of years, and that's what I assume is. At that point in time, your neighbors can come over and say, no, guys, you have it. And then that's where it comes back to the committee and says, well, this is what we're going to make a final
decision. You're getting into a can of worms there. I don't think you want to get in, believe me. I'm an ex-surveyor. You're opening up something there you don't want to get into.
But it's this committee's...
I mean, if you want to start having them staked out at the lakefront, you're going to have people staking just about wherever they want to stake, believe me.
Well, I'm not saying that, Bill, at all. I'm saying that they've got to get a starting point.
Surveyors won't even stake below the 14th.
Right.
Only
do all
the surveyors won't even stake below the 14th.
They do, but they have no right. They have no right.
They have no right to.
Because that lot line doesn't extend out there.
But if the owner that's currently using whatever particular piece of property doesn't do something there, and we don't have it in some kind of survey form, you know, it's just he said, she said.
We don't have it. That's been the problem. When RG&E transferred all this land over, they never, nothing was ever in stone. That's why you have the problems you have.
Okay. So why not try to come around to the solution by saying, this is what I think I have, and Dale's next to me saying, no, this isn't what I have, and the guy over here is saying no, and then those three people together.
You know, I saw on it that this board, or the board's got to go hire a licensed surveyor and go and divide up all the shoreline and pay for it. You want
to
do that?
But do we have to do that?
How else are you going to divide it up? If you got four lots that are, say, 50-foot lots, and there's only, say, when you extend these lot lines.
I'm not saying extend. You're not listening to me. I'm saying I've got 50-foot and I've got 200 feet in the back. This is what I have been using. And unless there's contention between him, me, and the guy next to me, it's probably okay. But if you you the owner selling it, put a flag here, a flag here, a pin, whatever it may be, he's going to see it and say, no, that's not yours. Or that's not what you mean.
It's usually not the people that sell. It's the people that buy.
But at least the people that are buying at least know it's roughly right where it is. And hopefully if somebody sees it, it's just a suggestion, though.
I just think that...
But how else you sell it?
We're in problems constantly with this 5-foot line out in the water,
right.
Which is not the same as it is on the land, because it's blank like this.
Right, and if we as a board say we own it, and this is what we say is right, that's good enough for me.
That's good enough for me, too, but we got to...
That's what it says in the policy. This board will determine what is best right. In them situation.
And that's what I don't want to change.
We've been having a hard time.
Well, I'm not saying change it. I'm just saying we're walking up there saying, here's where your dock's going to be, and we're guessing the same.
If you read the policy, there's a line right in there that says there's no guarantee.
Absolutely, I understand that. I'm just saying. If they would put something there and said, here's what we think it is, and we as a dam committee go there and bring it back to the board and say, there's some problems there, then you've got to solve the problem.
Well, then the people who come to the meeting will have to work something
exactly. Out. Exactly, but
those people in
but it takes your points of where you've been using, that the current user has been using that property, and if there's an issue with me and Dale, then me and Dale come to the meeting, we argue it out in front of you guys, you make the determination, and then put your stake there, and it's done.
Richard,
have you been familiar with
that's the code? That's what we've been going through the last 5 years.
How they're all tie shaped?
Oh, I understand that, yeah.
And why should this board solve, if they don't have to solve below the 1450, you open up a can of worms in that area, everyone's going to say...
I'm not saying changing what they've been using, because they've been using it for the last 15 or 20 years. I'm just saying, when it's transferred, this is the area that I have been using. And if the board agrees to that, or the 1450 committee, then that's fine. It's not an issue. But it makes it easier for the seller to do it. It makes it easier for the buyer to understand what they think they're going to get with this nice permit.
Like what I'm looking at is trying to figure out a way to eliminate a lot of these 5-foot property lines, 25 foot off the lake. That's been a real hassle here.
meeting you're ever going to.
Well, I'm not saying.
Because you're getting that, you're getting this type of person coming in that looks.
Straight off.
All they're looking at is my property lines, they don't give a crap about who's on each side of them and who they interfere with or anything else.
That's what my point is, you're trying to figure out.
And that's the problem that's cropped up in the last 5 years.
That's the human nature of it.
But as you issue a new permit and you define that down at the shore based upon the 1450 committee, what is that?
You guys can do whatever you want. I'm just saying that's not going to straighten out because you're going to get people that don't like what you're going to say and if they got the money, they're going to take you to court. And we found that out real quick here 5 years ago.
Right. And maybe you won't have to go through it. Maybe you will. How do you issue a permit then? If you don't even know what you're thinking, what the Lake District is giving them area. If you don't understand what that is, how do you issue a permit?
I don't have a problem. You want to stake it.
Well, I guess my suggestion would be, rather than making any decision tonight, why doesn't the DOT committee talk about this and see if you can, and just brainstorm, see if you can come up with something else?
There's quite a few inspections that we've done where we've had that problem.
But we don't know in the line where people think they have this access to the lake, and
you have no clue.
We have no clue, yeah. I mean, there's a nice change of break wall here. One of the guys using railroad ties, the other guy's using pressure treated, and this guy would say, that's what yours is. Mm-hmm. But if there was a stake there saying, that's it, and this one over here is it, at least the neighbor's going to get out a little bit, and they come to the district and say, okay, we don't agree.
Well, that would be the thing, I think, is to continue doing what we're doing. And if there is a problem with the neighbors, bring the three parties in.
But that's if you've already given them permits to start building.
I mean, if there is a problem, after it's staked out, we can mail letters to their neighbors. If there's a problem with the way the stakes are, then we'll have a meeting. I mean, not just bring it up for a nice meeting, and we'll try to solve it then.
And do it on a case to case.
It's how much you guys want to get about. I'll tell you, when you guys go into an inspection, to do it right, what you really need to do is have the whole subdivision, you're supposed to have subdivision map, see how every lot interacts with that lot, and then you'll have an idea what's going on down at the lake shore. I mean, it's not rocket science. You know, if you really want to get into it, buy a transit and shoot your lot lines.
Right. But so far, we really haven't run into problems. We haven't ran
Rick's talking about, though, is that there's some new type of construction or a change in the.
Well, it's just, if you don't take
I know what he's saying. When you go on an inspection, you don't know, what's going on.
You can sit there and see where 1450 is 1,000 feet away, which is some of them are over here.
Yeah, and I
have no clue.
I'm not arguing that point at all, Rick. I mean,
where a break wall starts or where a break wall finishes, if you don't have some idea.
Put a stake there. Put a stake there and say, this is what I think I use. I mean, because some of these just keep flowing for
either that, you can put on the application, and then they have another thing. Where you stake it out, and your neighbors saying where they feel that this is the right spot. And if they have I know what you're saying, if they open something up, but once they do build a dock, then we give them the okay, then we're the ones that are allowed.
I mean, Gene, we've had people come in here, and this is one of the reasons, I'm kind of done. They're arguing about 5 inches of land. Now, you can get two surveyors, and everything can be squared, and you can survey that, and believe me, there's probably going to be 5 inches difference between the two surveys. That's the truth. So, if you get two people like that, I don't care what you know.
Let's just continue to just go by case by case. It's not rope.
Right. Oh, it's not fixed either.
Yeah, it's not broken. Do it on a case. I mean, if you look at the number of them that we actually have that problem with versus the number of tax inspections we do.
Yeah, but if you really think back, there's been a lot of them.
There's been about 10 years
or so. One of the years to then.
Yeah, but out of the 30 dock inspections, there's any banks.
Shouldn't be any problem.
If people would get along, there would be no problem.
Correct? Well, that's what our genie transferred the same over people to. That don't happen.
Right. Well, that's not our problem if you put it there.
They ran it in here to make it start.
Get your idea as a board, just say, too bad, this is the way it is. I think we should work at case by case. We do work out problems, we'll work out what we have and what's elections.
Yeah, it is. That's how you get sued.
There you go.
So no matter what.
Dave, can you, want to do a policy review with me? See if there's any, holes in the policy and then bring it before the board and tighten things up a little bit. Is that agreeable? Anybody else want to work with us? Bill, you want to?
Sure.
Okay.
Well, listening to this discussion, I came up with four things that I think you really need to address when we redo the policy.
Okay.
So, if I can submit that stuff to you.
You sure, certainly can.
Okay.
And then we can also decide where else we want to go.
I'll be on the policy board too.
Okay. Very good. And I'll work around you guys' schedule.
I'm available about any time.
Yeah, and I can pretty much flex my time. Yeah, I work.
You want to work today, Mary? You want to give me a work today?
She writes.
I'm not doing dishes or cooking.
She writes, you're terrible. Why are you for the next meeting or?
I think we ought to. I think we ought to look at it. Speaking of next meeting, I had a meeting set up for May 9th. Rhonda's going to be on vacation. I really don't want to have a meeting without Rhonda here. Can we wait and have a meeting May 23rd? Steph, isn't it May 23rd?
We need May 9th and May 23rd.
We need a, does anybody see a need for a meeting May 9th?
There's really no inspections or anything as far as, and if there was, we'll get another one, like, so what will we do? It's not going to make a difference anymore.
That was, we were going to have the DPC come and talk, and they're not, we don't want to do this, it's over time for them, so.
The motion that we, that meet on May 9th.
Second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, Rick, we've already talked about the listing of the contractor on the request, or on the permit.
Right.
Rick, you're next.
Okay.
The request on.
The pre-inspection and problem? Yes. I went down with it, Dave went down with it, right? You went down with it, and I wanted to like the transfer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And Bill, did you go with Bill went up with that? So I have, they have docks in good shape.
The only thing I could find wrong, Bill and I, is on the right side of the dock, facing the water, there was a couple loose boards.
Yeah, but that's not.
No, I know, but I'm just saying, I mean, if we approve it, well, let's say, if we say, what I would suggest, if they could just tighten up those two boards and re-screw them back in, just so that, because if we say it's okay and someone that buys the property goes on there and flips it and hits it on the board or something,
we're not responsible.
We're not responsible, not at all, even if we okay the transfer. But I would just like that in there that we'll okay it, but there are a couple of boards should be repaired by the new owner or existing owner.
Keith, very handy, even there.
Well, that's not to say. This way here, they know that there is a couple.
Keith's health is not good, and I'm sure that the new owners will be taken care of those.
Yeah, that's fine. Just as long as they know it.
Yeah. All right. Could we
make a motion?
What else?
Is it pre-inspection or inspection?
Yeah. What? Do we need a motion?
Pre-inspection.
All right. Okay.
No, it's basically, people just want to make sure that, you know, once they own the property, that they will have that back license.
Right.
Okay. Rhonda, what did you have? Did you have something?
Oh, well, Rick had something jotted down here about everything must be removed every night.
That we're going to do next meeting.
Next meeting.
I got to do a little motion to amend that.
Okay, all right. All right, there's no other requests, correct?
So this, just want to make sure, this motion was denied, correct? Or was it even put up for a second?
Ron, if you go back over the minutes, did we vote on this?
No, we got into a big discussion about it. I don't know that second was ever done.
We ever, this is the application for district for license.
No, this is not the application. This is an addendum. This is something to be included with the application.
We have a vote on it.
The initial.
Right.
The discussion was, you want to add more to that.
Correct. So this is not the second and it's dead.
It's tabled or?
No, you're right. Okay.
What is it?
Do we want to add anything more to this or is this enough for now?
Well, I thought these guys wanted to talk it over, so.
I think maybe, why don't we take it from this?
Okay. Motion to table?
So I'm showing the document.
Is that the one where you added who the contractor is?
No.
That one's approved.
This one's approved by the board.
Oh, okay.
It's a license transfer, the other one's a construction.
Right, and that was voted on. Okay, so motion to table until when?
Until our document is done. We'll be meeting before next meeting.
Okay, all right. Is there a second to table this?
Second.
On favor?
Aye.
So it will be tabled until the next meeting, the May 23rd meeting. Thanks, Rick. Didn't realize we had something on that. All right, finance bills on vacation, so there's no report. Open forum. Ladies and gentlemen, does anybody have anything they want to say?
Yeah, I do.
Yes.
You guys discussed this guy that, I don't know who it is, but he had done work on his dock without written permission from the Board of Commissioners. He put a top on it. And you guys are going to write him a letter to take it out. And it makes it sound easy, but yet my neighbor, Lenunziati, Joe, still hasn't done anything with the barn that he moved down front. And then he thumbed his nose at you guys after he moved the barn down there and he found out he could keep it down there. And last summer, in the middle of the boating season, moved a boat hoist in, another boat hoist. Now, you guys made it real easy just now. You're going to tell this guy, jerk him. How come Lenunziati gets...
We sent him letters. That's what the whole enforcement legislation we're trying to get.
That's what started the enforcement.
Rick went to town of Canada to try and get the judge down there.
Right. Well, and Rick came over to the house.
And the judge down there said, I'm not getting involved. So we have no enforcement now. And if this guy gets a letter, does nothing, then we're in the same boat.
Well, actually, I beg to differ.
Unless...
Rhonda, you're going to send this guy a certified letter?
Yeah.
Okay. Also send, does anybody have any problem with, Lenunziata said he never got a letter. Well, we don't have any proof that he got it.
That's fine.
Do you care if we send another letter to him?
Send it registered.
Registered, okay. Same thing, saying the same thing. We do have the backing of Mike Abrazi told me that we now have arrest, not we, but his deputy will actually make an arrest.
Wait a minute, this is in Canada.
It's in Canada.
Whatever happened to suspending their right to use?
Right, their license.
Does that have to go through the court?
We still have to go through court.
You can't just suspend?
No.
We not have them trespassing?
Yes.
Yes, we have to do that.
That was my, I thought that we had discussed this, that if they don't respond, then we send them a second letter.
Yeah, but then you asked that of the judge down there, and he wouldn't get involved even on that, on a trespass.
No, I never asked him on a trespass issue. I just got him arrested, and I called.
Well, sorry.
And Gary said he was there 2 months saying that he would trespass.
We're going to talk to Judy. This is not a simple...
And that's fine, Gene, but the problem is unless we start doing something,
right,
nothing will get done. And if we use these two as a test case, and we dip our toe in the water, and we get our toes cut off, and we'll be the first.
You know where they go when they leave Judge Judy? You know where they go?
Brown?
Yep.
So
You know what happens there.
Yeah, we're screwed.
Well, I don't, I disagree.
I think we should do it. We should try it.
You wait.
I wholeheartedly agree.
I don't object to trying it.
Right.
Do we want in these letters, do we want a deadline when they're supposed to do this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Didn't the troopers say they would issue trespass things?
Yes.
So if you have a letter to prove that they're suspended,
we just need to have the
trooper got to take this on court or something.
Yep.
Well.
But in the meantime, remember we talked about labeling that dock?
Just like taping it off.
Taping it off.
And posting it.
And you have every right to do it.
Yep, because it's our property.
And I've been assured that it will be enforced.
That's fine. I'll sit out and wait for them to show up and I'll take the picture.
All right, getting back to these letters, I need to know when the deadlines are.
2 weeks from the date of the return to the district office.
Okay, all right.
Would you keep that consistent?
Do we want, okay. All right, okay.
And then if they don't respond within that 2 weeks.
Then we send them another letter.
We send them another letter. Then we hire a processor and have them served with the letter.
Okay, all right.
And who serves the letter in Canada?
You hire an independent processor to serve $75. They have it served.
Can you recoup that?
No. I've been served enough time to know. Okay.
Yeah, to add to that, Joe's got his place for sale, so, you know, he could be opening up a can of worms if that stuff's not moved and the next owner were to come in there.
Then the next owner would not receive a license.
Okay.
Period. We've done that in the past. We've rejected people's licenses until they correct sins of the prior owner.
Has he got it listed?
No, it's his own little orange and black signs and
has a fish out.
Yeah. Okay, so.
So we have to do the second letter. And we will take it off. If they don't come to us and say it'll be corrected by such and such a date, which we deem to be fair and reasonable, I don't think that if in Deon Zanato's case, okay, if we tell him, if he, you know, shows up here on the 15th and we say it's got to be done by the 17th, I don't think that's fair or reasonable. I think 7 to 10 days, something like that, weather given. If he doesn't meet the 7 to 10 days, then we take it off.
Well, I just want to know, this guy who has the hoist in the shelter, was he in Rushford or Canada?
He's in Rushford.
So Gary can serve him.
What happens if, like you send Joe a letter when he doesn't respond?
Right, then we send a server. The server hunts him down at the dock that he is.
Well, it's a good test case. We've been assured that we will get support if we follow this process. Let's see if we do.
It doesn't cost us a whole lot of money. It does not involve an attorney. Worst case situation, it's $2 $5 letters and $75, so we got $85 tied up in this thing.
And I don't think Mike is going to do you any good talking to him in the next couple weeks until you have this under your belt and say, you did this and nothing happened, we want legislation.
Well, the legislation that we're looking for is not the original legislation. We're looking to expand voting rights for
people. Is it in the legislation? What happened to all the rest of the enforcement?
We were told we can't do it. We have to go through this process we're just talking about.
Anyway, so you need to get this started so that you
can go. Exactly.
I'm going to go talk to Judge Judy.
What? Okay.
It is.
I don't know one's ever done it. Who's going to do it? See what happens. Maybe it'll work.
Anybody else?
No, I'm not saying let's go for it.
Anybody else in open forum, Jason?
A couple of questions. First would be, can you sell a piece of property and not transfer the dock license?
Can you sell a piece of property?
Say you had a back lot, you wanted to get rid of the house, but you wanted to be able to fish. So you want to keep your dock license.
No.
the license is attached to it.
He wants to keep the license but sell the property.
Right.
That's the question.
No.
Yeah.
So part of the license is the requirements and septic system, yeah.
Right.
Then can you sell a license and keep the property?
No, we don't own the license.
Right. You can let someone use the dock.
But so you're telling me a license has to be attached to a piece of property?
There's got to be a 500 building and a septic. Bill.
And how can somebody in Slusher Hill Road own a piece of, own a dock in Hudson's Bay?
There's nothing that says the property has to be in the district.
I thought there was. I thought in the rules it has to be.
It says in the
rules. You got a rule, it says it does.
Well, then, the guy, but when that was sold, the guy sold the dock. So you just said they couldn't sell the dock.
But what, when he sold the property, the license transferred with the property, correct?
No, not what happened. The guy who owns the property sold the dock separately, then sold the property to somebody else.
Okay, if you bring it to
that,
us.
It has happened.
Okay.
It has happened in the past.
I should know.
I have a property listed right now that with two owners back, I don't know whether they sold it or gave it up.
Bob Wazinski?
Yes.
That person turned that license in to the district. No, I've got the documentation on there. I did the research on the order. Yes.
Oh.
That lady said, I don't... The dock was in disrepair. The district sent her a letter saying, fix it or else. And she said, I don't have the money to fix it. And she turned that license into the district. The district reassigned that license to another person.
Okay.
It was not sold. It was reassigned by the district.
Okay.
I just got done going through that one.
Yeah.
We never knew that.
Yeah, but that's all.
Because all we were ever told was that she gave it away. No.
She did turn it.
Yeah.
There
was no way that I had ever had any communication.
If you would have asked me last week, I would have known the people's name, but I don't know.
Colson?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. That's where the district reassigned.
It went from Colson to Miranda.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But the district reassigned it. It was never sold.
Okay.
The district reassigned it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that that's not what happened in both other cases.
Anybody else? Well, anybody here?
Motion to adjourn.
Second?
Second.
Wow. This is a... Aye. All in favor?
Aye.